Well, and I was going to ask you about your experience. What was your moment of, it sounds like you were saying that when you were pregnant, you were taking, really trying to take as good care of yourself as possible because you were worried about the baby. But then once she was out, it was like less pressing. And I'm wondering, when was the moment that you realized, oh, wow, I really do want and need to do this for myself?
Honestly, I'm going to say about 3 years ago. I started working in healthcare, and I started interviewing a lot of people that were, you know, sick, different kind of diagnoses. And when I would come across people that were really sick with diabetes, I saw a lot of the really bad, bad things that can happen if you don't take care of yourself.
Like what kind of things?
Going blind, getting your limbs amputated, seizures, just really heart-wrenching things.
So how do you think that having diabetes has changed you?
I love oranges. I loved orange juice. Mm-hmm. And I haven't had it in a very, very long time. So that's my hardest. But Thanksgiving is horrible. I don't even celebrate it anymore. I have lots of siblings that they want to make everything under the sun. And I was like the best baked macaroni and cheese maker in the family, closest to mom's, and sweet potato pie. But you have to taste those things. And I'm like, I can't do this. And it's really hard going out to eat. Mm-hmm. Trying to find places where you can have good options as opposed to the greasy stuff on that side. And it's really, really hard.
I mean, I remember thinking, I remember my blood sugar on my wedding day. It was like 300 something because I had a slice of cake, right? And it's like just all these ways that diabetes affects these moments of our lives.
Yes.
And makes us kind of step away from human connection and things mm-hmm. that would otherwise be very meaningful and joyful.
Right.
That other people don't necessarily even recognize that we're stepping away from.
It also changed the way I feed my daughter.
How so?
I've taken a lot of snacks out. I don't allow her to drink juice or soda at all. She's water. I give her fruit, of course, but I don't know how that might change later. I'm very careful at watching her and seeing, you know, if she's exhibiting any symptoms when she goes to the doctors. I always tell them that I'm diabetic and it runs in the family.
How old is she?
So she's 8.
Okay, yeah, I've got a 3-year-old daughter, so I do the same thing where I like went through this thing when she was really little where I convinced myself she had diabetes. I don't remember why, and I actually tested her blood glucose and it was a little higher than it should be, and I just had this like panicked afternoon on the couch, and it turned out to be fine, and both her doctor and my endocrinologist were like, maybe you should stop doing that. But I just, yeah, it's interesting to hear that from you, because I feel like it's this constant kind of background fear. Mm-hmm. And I restrict her carbohydrates too, even though she doesn't have anything wrong with it right now. And at some points my husband's like, she can have birthday cake, you know, and I'm like, but why would I give it to her? She'll get birthday cake eventually, but I don't want to be the one to introduce this. But I mean, yeah, I had similar experiences too, where it was like this moment of realizing all the things that you're pretty much not going to have again, you know? Mm-hmm. I remember a friend of mine not so long ago, she had gestational diabetes, and she was like, what did she say? She said, how do you deal with bagels? And I was like, I haven't had a bagel in like 15 years.